proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. As we continue our series about God's commissions to people and the human race, we look at how God dealt with Noah and Noah's family. First, let's look at the definition of the word commission. A commission involves the act of passing on responsibility to do something to someone else. It involves granting authority to another to perform specified actions. God issued several commissions to various Bible characters. In Genesis chapter 9, he made a covenant with Noah and his family, who were the sole human survivors of the flood God sent. Why did God send the flood to cover the earth? The narrative in the 6th chapter of Genesis revealed how, quote, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, unquote. The writer of that passage noted that, quote, it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart, unquote. Yet, among the various inhabitants of the earth, we read in Genesis 6 that, quote, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, unquote. God confirmed that in Genesis chapter 7, telling Noah that, quote, Thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation, unquote. God commanded Noah to construct a sailing vessel known as an ark. This ark was to conform to certain divinely appointed specifications. Inside this conveyance, God directed Noah to bring his family and various forms of animal life. Once the embarkation was completed, God shut the door of the ark and sent the flood to cover the earth. The rains in this case lasted for 40 days and 40 nights. We read that, quote, all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth and every man, unquote. Only Noah, his family, and those animals inside the ark survived the cataclysm. Genesis chapter 9 contained the commission that God issued to the surviving men and women. He commanded them, first of all, to, quote, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, unquote. The identical injunction he gave to Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 1. However, God did not specifically order to subdue the earth, as he did with Adam and Eve. Rather, God said that, quote, the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered, unquote. Animals, motivated by their fear of man, animals would willingly subjugate themselves to Noah and his descendants. Another part of God's commission to Noah involved the introduction of capital punishment for the crime of murder. God instructed Noah that, quote, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, unquote. This would be done because, quote, in the image of God made he man, unquote. Prior to that time, the Bible recorded two cases of homicide, Cain killing Abel, and Lamech in Genesis chapter 4, killing an unnamed man. In neither instance did either perpetrator receive a death sentence, since there were no governmental organizations existing to carry it out. By commanding the imposition of the death penalty for murder, God implicitly instituted the creation of human government as an agency to execute his will. Thus the covenant God made with Noah and the commission God made with Noah and his family. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.